This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman. Yaliqani bi maqami amiril anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah waliyus salihin. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى. Salutations upon you, O the symbol of guidance. ما هبة النسائم. No breath of wind has blown. وَمَا نَاحَتْ عَلَى الْأَيْكِ الْحَمَائِمِ. As many breaths of wind and as many as the chirps of the birds. صَلَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّهُ صَلَّ عَلَيْكَ اللَّهُ يَا عَلَمَ الْهُدَى مَا هَبَّتِ النَّسَائِمِ وَمَا نَاحَتْ عَلَى الْأَيْكِ الْحَمَائِمِ. Respected Jama'a, I greet you all with universal greetings of love, mercy and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذكرهم بأيام الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 5, and remind them of the days of Allah. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ الْبَغَوِيًا إِبْنُ كَثِيرًا الطَّبَرِيًا الْقُرْتُبِي. The Mufassirun, they say, أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, the days of Allah, أي نِعَمَهُ. Remind the people of the favors of Allah. The days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to them. And indeed, Jamaatul Muslimin, one of the greatest favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this world, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphatically states, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent thee, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to all the worlds. And what can be a greater favor than that? صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَالسَّلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, verse number 98, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِي فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the favor of Allah, with the favor of Allah and His mercy, with that be joyous, with that be happy. It is better than all that you gather of the dunya. You know, when we strike a good business deal, when we attain some certificate, some course that we have studied, something that we gather of the dunya, it brings us joy. It brings us happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in terms of the real favors that He has granted us, and in terms of the mercy, in this case, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he has sent to us, with that you should be happy, with that you should be joyous. And my standpoint remains the same. I'm neither to the left nor to the right. And unfortunately, this trivial debate continues, which I'm not going to get into. For me, it's a no-brainer. We have some groups that have turned the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal into another Eid. And as far as I understand the Deen of Islam, there is only two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So that's why I don't refer to this as a celebration. But I also do not ignore the importance and the significance of the occasion, whether it happened on the 12th, as most of the ulama say. Most of the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they say the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, Aam al-Fil. What they do agree on is that it is Aam al-Fil. It is the year of the elephant. What they do agree on is that it was a Monday when the Prophet ﷺ, as in the hadith in Muslim, in Sahih Muslim, when he was fasting on that Monday, they asked him, why is fasting on a Monday? He said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ وَلِدْتُ فِيهِ. He said that that is the day I was born on. وَأُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. And it is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to me, the Monday. And in another hadith, the Prophet refers to the significance of the Monday. Why? Because the Monday is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes up the actions, and he says, and I love for my actions to be presented to Allah whilst I am fasting. So the fasting has some significance. Why? Because it is the day in which the actions are presented, and he also said, it is the day in which I was born. In other words, there's some significance to it. It's an event that we recall, that we remember. I myself, I don't even celebrate my own birthday. And as far as we understand, the Prophet ﷺ didn't celebrate his birthday. So the word celebrate is not even going to be used in tonight's talk. But remember, most certainly, the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the coming of our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ into this world, is the coming of the finality, the culmination and the perfection of this deen. In that hadith marfu', it's a hadith hasan, a beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, where our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna mathali wa mathal al-anbiya min qabli ka mathali rajulin bana baytan fa ahsanahu wa ajmala illa mawdi' labnatin fi zawiya faj'ala an-nasi yatufuna hawla wa ya'jabuna la yaqulun hal la wudi'at hadhihi al-labna faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ana al-labna wa ana khatam an-nabiyyin. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the likeness of me and the likeness of the prophets who came before me is the likeness of a man who built a house. He built it well and made it beautiful. Except, in other words, there's a naqs. What's a naqs? There is something that is incomplete or causes the whole structure to be incomplete. It's not a perfect structure yet. Illa mawdi'a labinatin fi zawiya. Except for one brick missing in the corner of the house. Look at the humility of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't say the brick that comes above the door. He says no, there's a brick missing where illa mawdi'a labinatin fi zawiya. Except for a brick missing in the corner of the house. So this man who built the house and made it beautiful and built it well, he made the people, جَعَلَ النَّاسِ يَطُوفُونَ حَوْلَ, going around the house, يَعْجَبُونَ لَ, being amazed by the house, saying, هَلَّا وُدِعَتْ هَذِهِ اللَّبِنَ, when is this brick going to be placed? فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَا اللَّبِنَ وَأَنَا خَاتُمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He said, I am the brick and I am the seal of the prophets. In other riwayat, وَبِيَ خُتِمَ النَّبِيُّونَ, with me, prophethood is completed. With the coming of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes the completion and perfection of the chosen way of life for mankind. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. On this day, I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen for you as your way of life, total submission and surrender to Allah. That is with the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we ignore this event? How can we not consider this event? So in between ignoring and no consideration and going overboard with festivities and celebrations, I find As our beloved Prophet salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi, khayrul umur awsatuha. The best of conditions are those that are in the middle. Let us remember the event. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the mithaq, He makes mention of the great covenant that He took with each and every single prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. This is Surah Ali Imran, verse number 81. It's called ميثاق النبيين. It is the covenant of the prophets, a covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took with each and every single one of His prophets before the coming of Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word wa'idh. What is idh? Udhkur, remember, call to mind. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant of the prophets, what did He say to them? Lama ataytukum min kitabin wa hikmah. Behold the revelation and the wisdom that I have given to you. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ, and then they will come to you a messenger, مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, confirming that which is with you. And the only one that can confirm that which came before is the last one. مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You must believe in him and you must help him. If they comes to you, if they comes to you, and Ibn Abbas, who is considered to be the greatest of the Mufassirin from the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, Ibn Abbas, in his tafsir of this ayah, he says that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling the Anbiya, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُ وَأَنْتَ حَيٌّ, and you're alive. So whether he comes in the time of Adam, or whether he comes in the time of Nuh, or whether he comes in the time of Ibrahim or Musa or Isa, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ وَأَنْتَ حَيٌّ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. Then you must believe in him and you must aid him, you must help him. Then Ibn Abbas, he said, and then they were commanded, these Anbiya, with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this covenant, all 124,000 of them, except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, because the covenant is about him. The covenant is about them believing in him. The covenant is about them following him. He said that they must now tell their followers, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مُحَمَّدْ وَأَنْتُمْ أَحْيَا. If Muhammad comes to you and you're alive, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ, you must believe in him. وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, and you must aid him, you must help him. وَلَتَتَّبِعَنَّ, and you must follow him. صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the coming of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the beginning of his life before Nubuwa is that time that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared him for the Risala, prepared him for this message, him being born and being orphaned. When he was still in the womb of his mother, his father, Abdullah, passed away. And then at the age of 6, his mother, Amina, passed away. And then given over to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. And then given over to his uncle, Abu Talib. And all the trials and tribulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through. That's why he says, أَدَّبْنِ رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِ. Indeed, my Lord gave me the best upbringing. He prepared him for that nubuwat. And then when he was 40 years of age in Ghar Hira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the last and final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created. So we come here tonight, and whether we did it on the 2nd, or we did it on the 8th, or we did it on the 9th, or we do it tonight, it is something that, an historical event that we should call to mind. And it is a personality that we need to, on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, on a daily basis, as often as we possibly can, we need to review our connection with this personality, the greatest personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on this earth. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from so many different angles in the Quran. He praises his mind and he says, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, that your companion is not insane. He praises his heart. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. His heart did not belie that which he saw on the Isra wal Mi'raj. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Did we not open your chest? أي نَوَّرْنَاهُ. In the tafsir of this ayah, did we not put a light into your heart? وَجَعَلْنَاهُ فَصِيحًا وَاسِعًا. And we made it pure and expansive. He praised his sight. وَمَا زَاغَ الْبَصُرُ وَمَا تَغَى. His eyes did not deviate, nor did it overextend the boundaries that Allah had granted it. He praised his tongue. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not speak from vain desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. It is nothing but revelation revealed. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Praised his teacher. He was taught by الشَّدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the one of great strength, Jibreel alayhi salam. He praised his زَكَّى هِدَايَتَهُ. He praised his ability to give guidance, to show the way. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And indeed you guide, O Muhammad, you guide to a straight path. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course there are two types of guidance. Hidayatul Dilala and Hidayatul Ma'una. A beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only given one of them. And that is Hidayatul Dilala. He only came to show us the way. In as far as us being guided on the path, that is Hidayah that only comes from Allah. And that only happens when we take the path. If we choose to take the path after being showed the path, then Allah will carry us on the path. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب ولا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, this is the book, the elevated book. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه, there is no doubt in it. هدى للمتقين. It is a guidance for those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who present themselves with iman and taqwa to this Quran. Once they've done that, further on down in Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now carrying them with His guidance on the straight path. But in as far as being shown the path, we have to exercise that choice, that free will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed us with in order to take the path, in order to choose the path. Otherwise we'll be like Thamud. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. And as for Thamud, they were shown the path. هَدَيْنَاهُمْ. Does that mean they became believers? No, they were shown the path. So what did they do? What did they choose? فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. So they chose blindness over righteous guidance. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms here, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, you guide to a straight path. قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That is the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He showed us the path. It's a time of darkness. He showed the path, the straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you a light and a perfect book. The light is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. There's nothing fanciful about this. O Prophet, indeed we have sent thee as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner and as a caller to Allah by His authority and as a lamp bearing light. Why a lamp bearing light? Because he came, the type of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him was the guidance of showing the way. And the light showed the clear path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his ability by the permission and will of Allah for him to show the way to Allah. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. He praised his remembrance. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Indeed, we have elevated your remembrance. What does that mean? Mujahid, who's Mujahid? Mujahid is the student of Ibn Abbas. Mujahid says, إِنِّي عَرَّدْتُ الْمُصْحَفَ عَلَى بْنِ عَبَّاسٍ ثَلَاثَ عَرَضَاتٍ فَمَا مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا أَوْقَفْتُهُ عِنْدَهَا أَسْأَلُهُ عَنْهَا. Mujahid says, I recited the Qur'an, the entire Qur'an, 3 times. To Ibn Abbas, the greatest of the Mufassirin of the Sahaba. And there wasn't one ayah, except that I stopped him at that ayah and I asked him about that ayah. So when you mention the word Mujahid, one of the Tabi'een, you're speaking about an authority in tafsir. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ أَيْ لَا أُذْكَرْ إِلَّا وَذِكْرُكَ مَقْرُورٌ مَعَ ذِكْرِي. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have elevated your remembrance, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be stingy. If you hear the name of Muhammad, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though he benefits from our salawat, we're in need of what happens when we make salawat. Man salla alayya wahida, sallallahu alayhi biha ashara. Whoever sends one salutation upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 salutations upon him. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Indeed, we've elevated your remembrance, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? According to Mujahid, Ali ibn Abbas, that I am not mentioned, O Muhammad, except that you are mentioned when I am mentioned. Can you imagine? That's why when I started, I said, مَا هَبَّتِ النَّسَائِمِ وَمَا نَاحَتْ عَلَى الْأَيْكِ الْحَمَائِمِ. As many as there are breaths of wind, especially when the southeaster blows, and as many as there are chirps of birds. That's how many times we are putting salawat on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's just one. It's so many different ways of sending salutations and peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that's a beautiful one. One that I learned from Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, the blind Sheikh of Egypt, rahimahullah ta'ala. He always used to say that, مَا هَبَّتِ النَّسَائِمْ وَمَا نَاحَتْ عَلَى الْأَيْكِ الْحَمَائِمِ. Because, think about it. Every single time there's an adhan, every single time there's an iqama, every single time there is a tahiyya, every single time somebody comes into the fold of Islam, every single time a Muslim goes to bed and wakes up, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. As for the one who insulted him, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبَتَرِ. SubhanAllah, you know how many times I've read that story and every time I forget the name of the person who insulted the Prophet ﷺ. You know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, his mention is cut off. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ, the one who has insulted you, his mention is cut off. He will be forgotten. But Muhammad, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, you will be remembered. There is no name that is given to any child of Bani Adam on planet Earth more than the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we understand, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And he has praised his entirety when he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are on the most exemplary model of character. Jamaatul Muslimin, wallah, it's all about character. You know, we live in a time of paradoxes. Allah, this has really been eating my mind. A saint in Menenberg and a scoundrel living next to the Kaaba. A man in the jeans and a t-shirt, but he's never ever said anything bad about anybody. And a man walking with a turban and a beard, and he's had never anything good to say about anybody. A man who stands in the first saf and he cheats everybody in business. And a man who only comes to the masjid on a Friday, but he's never told a lie. A man who's got so much knowledge and so many certificates, but he has no akhlaq and adab. And a man who only knows a little bit, but he is the most polite and gentle-mannered person in the street. We live in a world of paradoxes. Only Allah knows what is going on in here, Jamaatul Muslimin. Don't judge. And don't praise yourselves. And I start with myself. لا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. Don't praise yourselves. Only Allah knows who is the one who has the most taqwa. And where is taqwa? Do we wear it on our foreheads? Do we wear it on our clothing? Yes, of course. Aura must be covered. We must be modest, clean, presentable, beautiful. Inna Allah jaminu yuhibbu al-jamal. Be careful. Don't judge. Don't judge. And I'm not taking away from the virtue of living next to the Kaaba. Wallahi, I experienced that. What a virtue to live by the Kaaba. Allah. I'm not taking away from the virtue of wearing a beard and a turban. I wear a turban every time I get on that minbar. I'm not taking away from the virtue of standing in the first saf. If we had to know what is in the first saf, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we would come crawling on hands and feet. We'd come crawling on our hands and knees, sorry. We'd come crawling on our hands and knees to the masjid to get here first. If we couldn't walk. If we knew what was in the first saf. I'm not taking away from the virtue of the first saf. Nor am I taking away from the virtue of searching for knowledge. No, we must. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is incumbent upon every Muslim. But Jamaatul Muslimin, at the end of the day, no matter what the quality of your salah is, or how many raka'ats you are making in the night, or how many days you are fasting, or how many millions you are giving of sadaqah, or how many hours you are spending with the Qur'an, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. What did the Prophet say? He said, I haven't been sent. Because that's what إِنَّمَا literally means. مَا بُعِثْتُ. I haven't been sent. Except to perfect the model code of character. So yes, strive for perfection in all your rituals. Strive for perfection in following every aspect of the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But make sure it's in line with the transformation and the betterment and the development and the fine-tuning in the perfection of the model code of your character. Because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for. Salawatu Rabbi Salaamu Alayhi. So he praised his heart and he praised his sight and he praised his mind and he praised his remembrance. He praised every aspect of him. And most importantly, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are on the most exemplary model of character. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to make it a precondition in our declaration for our love for Allah, that if that declaration is true and sincere, then it has to be coupled with us following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you truly love Allah, say to them, O Muhammad. What must Muhammad say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. That comes from Allah. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? For the one that follows Muhammad in their declaration of love for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. And He will forgive them their sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to make a rabt, to join obedience to the messenger is obedience to Allah. Allahu Akbar. May yuti'ir Rasul faqad ata Allah. Whoever obeys the messenger, it is as if they have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like when they took the bay'ah, the pledge of allegiance under the tree. إِنَّ الَّذِينِ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Yeah, you know, when I read an ayah like this and I think of my days as a student in Medina and how the people used to argue over the attributes of Allah. Astaghfirullah. You know, we're still arguing about trivial issues. Wallahi, we are arguing about trivial issues while the ummah is dying. And those who are not dying are losing their iman. And those who are not losing their iman are falling into through the doors of vice and corruption. And those who are not falling through the doors of vice and corruption are being tested or tried in so many different ways. And we've got time to argue about trivial issues. Indeed, those who pledge allegiance to you, O Muhammad, they pledge allegiance to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. You know, I remember how they used to argue about, does Allah have a hand? Does Allah not have a hand? Nuthbit lillahi ma athbatahu li nafsi. We attribute to Allah what He attributes to Himself without saying like, without saying how. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing can be likened unto Him. Wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. And He is all hearing and all knowing. But the Sahaba understood what it meant. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. Why are you arguing about the hand? The hand of Allah is on their hands. What does it mean? It means that when they took the pledge with the messenger, they were taking a pledge with Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also connects the call that Allah makes is like the call that the messenger makes. In other words, when the messenger is calling you to that which gives you life, it is Allah who is calling you. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Oh, those of you who believe, answer the call of Allah and His messenger. Idha da'akum lima yuhikum, when you are called, or when He calls, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He calls you to that which gives you life, answer it, because it's a call from Allah. This is the stamp of authority. This is the stamp of approval. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا دَرَّ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسِّيَ نَسُّهُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must he say? What must Muhammad say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I don't possess the ability to cause myself any benefit, nor to bring upon myself any harm, except that which Allah has written for me. Except for that which Allah wants for me. And if I to have known the unseen, I would have gathered all that which is good for me. I am nothing. In ana. This is in nafia. The in of negation. Ayma ana. I'm nothing. I'm not zero, zift, zilch. Illa nadhirun, except a warner, wa bashirun, and a bearer of glad tidings for a people who believe. So we don't need to make up things about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammadun bashar, he's a human being. He is flesh and bone and tissue and blood. He bled at the Battle of Uhud. He bled like you and I bleed. But he's a special human being, like all the Anbiya, and he's the best of them. Muhammadun basharun laysa kal bashari bal huwa yaqutatun wan nasu kal hajari. Muhammad is a man, but like no other man, he is a diamond and men are like stones. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I'm nothing but a man like yourselves. He's a human being. إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي. What's the difference? I receive revelation. أنما إلهكم إله واحد. That your Lord, that your God is one God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need to make up anything about the Prophet ﷺ. This alone, that Allah chose him for the completion and perfection of Allah's deen, and that he suffices as an example to be followed ila yawm al-deen. Wallahi, this is enough. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have not sent thee, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, except as one who suffices as an example. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. He is enough. No more prophets to come. In the time of Nabi Nuh عليه السلام, لا إله إلا الله نوح رسول الله. La ilaha illallah has never changed. From the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to Nabi Adam, our father. La ilaha illallah, this is the foundation of Tawheed. That there is none worthy of worship. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. There's none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the foundation of Tawheed. And this is what they call in English, immutable. It doesn't change. So that's why the belief system of Adam is the belief system of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa alayhi salatu wasallam and all the anbiya that came in between. What has changed? Shir'atan wa minhaja wa likullin ja'alna minkum shir'atan wa minhaja. And for all of you we have made a law and a way. So in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, la ilaha illallah Nuh rasulullah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Nuh shir'atan wa minhaja. Nuh was the law and the way. Time of Ibrahim, Ibrahim was the law and the way. Time of Musa, Musa was the law and the way. In the time of Isa, Isa was the law and the way. And everybody that followed them at that time, they were the Muslimun. So those who believed in La ilaha illallah and followed Nuh at his time, they were the Muslimun. Those who believed in La ilaha illallah at the time of Ibrahim and followed him, they were the Muslimun. Musa, Isa, the disciples. What did they say? فَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْمٍ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدَ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And call to mind when the disciples said to Jesus, the son of Mary, and call to mind when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to the disciples, who are my helpers calling to Allah? The disciples said, we are your helpers calling to Allah. Amanna billah. We believe in Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Amanna billah, they said. Washhada bi anna muslimun. And bear testimony that we are submitting and surrendering to Allah. They were the Muslims of their time. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, shir'atan wa minhaja, he was the law and the way. But then he foretold, this is according to the Christians. According to the Christians, he foretold, I have many things to say unto thee, but ye cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, when he come, he shall guide you into all things. Everything he shall hear, he shall speak, and he will tell you of things to come. That description. Even though we don't even know whether Jesus said it or not. Why? Because it's in the New Testament and that cannot be authenticated. But if you look at the description, there's only one person that he can be describing. By his friends and by his foes, Muhammad was as-sadiq al-amin. He was the truthful, he was the trustworthy. They came to him, the Quraysh, they said, the Prophet ﷺ said to them, if I had to tell you that there's an army behind this mountain about to attack you, would you believe me? They said, of course we'll believe you. You are as-sadiq al-amin. You are the truthful, the trustworthy. He said, then why won't you believe in me? Al-kibr. Pride. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn my signs away from those who walk on this earth with unjustified pride. It was kibr that blinded them. They didn't want to lose their status quo. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, indeed, we are speaking about a personality that we should be thinking about more often. We should be studying his life. The book that changed my life Muhammad, the life and message of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first time I held this, my name was Tony. And I was living a different life. And I had a different belief. But when I opened this book, Subhan al-Khaliq, all praise and thanks due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I read about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his message that Allah gave to him to give to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me out of the darkness and into the light. Read about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Teach your families about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Think about how we can emulate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we're going to see how we're going to make a difference bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We're not just going to be people who give lip service. This religion is not a religion of lip service. Yes, we recite beautiful salawat. And salawat is something that we must bring as often as possible. In fact, every day we should at least send 100 salutations upon our beloved Prophet in the morning and 100 times a day, at least. Wajabat shafa'ati. In the meaning of a hadith, that it is incumbent my intercession for those who bring much salutations upon me. And Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has closed all the doors of us ever attaining true faith unless we live by that which our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. If we just look to Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, Allah makes an oath. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, this is وَوَ الْقَسَمْ, this is the woe of taking an oath. By your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they will not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you as one who judges between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, and then after that, after they've surrendered the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in our case, looking up a hadith, you know, after we can't find it in the Quran, so now we go to the ahadith. I want to know, I want to do this in my business. Is it halal? Is it haram? I can't find it in the Quran. I go to the ahadith. مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, that which the messenger gives to you, take it, implement it. And that which he prohibits you from, stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that very emphatically clear. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes a little bit further. He makes a qasam. He says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, indeed, by your Lord, they will not believe until they make you as one who judges between them. And then after that, after you've read the hadith, okay, I know I can't do this. It's haram. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, and then after that, after they've heard what the Prophet ﷺ says, they don't find any discomfort in their hearts. This is the type of the level of the relationship that we must have with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is true love. This is true love. The Prophet says it in a hadith recorded in At-Tirmidhi. Man ahabba sunnati ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah. Whoever loves my way of life, those are the people who truly love me, and whoever loves me, they will be with me in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the marafaqah, the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Then they don't find any discomfort in their hearts in that which you have ruled, and they surrender utterly. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And the surrender, of course, is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Messenger, to the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Messenger. Whoever obeys the Messenger, may yut'ir rasul, faqad ata Allah. It's as if they've obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, I just take this opportunity for us to reflect on Are we true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we truly love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not something that we must take as being arbitrary. It's something that is, it's not ashwa'i. It's not something that is on the periphery of our lives. It's something that has to be, our lives must revolve around our love for Allah and His Messenger. In every aspect of our lives. Why? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبَنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if your parents and your children and your siblings and your spouses and your clans, your families, your tribes, and your money that you've sweated for, and your businesses in which you fear decline, and your homes that you love, if these eight things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger, and struggling and striving in the path of Allah, then just wait for the punishment of Allah. And indeed, Allah does not guide a transgressing people. So, if we put our love for Allah first, and then our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter, then we will base our relationship, for example, with our parents, we will base it on our love for Allah and His Messenger. We will treat and honor our parents as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to, and as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to. Likewise with our children. We won't raise them according to our whims and our fancies. But we'll raise them in accordance with the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to be raised and the way that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to raise them. Likewise with our siblings. We won't let a small little argument cause a great feud where we cut the ties of the womb. Why? Because the Prophet said, La yadukhul jannat al-qati', that the one who breaks the tie of the womb will not enter paradise. Khalas. That was the Prophet says, hey, Muhammad, bayakhurata maaf man. Morak, can I feel visit, inshallah? Make like a cup of tea and a kusista for me. We will be always considerate of the relations that we have with our relatives. We will look after them as if they are more precious than gold and silver and diamonds and rubies. Because of the fact that we love Allah and our Messenger even more than we love them. Likewise with our spouses. وَعَاشِرُهُنُّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat them well. Beloved Prophet Muhammad says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ If we put our love for Allah and His Messenger first, then we will treat our spouses. Husbands treating their wives, wives treating their husbands, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to, and as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Likewise with our families and our tribes and our clans. We will not look upon them as them being the best clan or the best tribe or the best family or the best gao or the best gam or the best village or the best nation. But we will accept that all men have been created equal in the sight of Allah. Al-insan aw an-nasu sawasiyatun ka asnanil musht. Men are as equal as the teeth of a comb. We won't allow prejudice into our hearts. Why? Because we put the love of Allah and His Messenger first. Likewise with our money that we sweated for, we'll only sweat for it in a halal way. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَىٰ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنَ نَرْزُقُكَ For the last 3 weeks I've been speaking in Jumu'ah about the trial of wealth and children. And that if we don't pass the trial of our wealth, we won't pass the trial of our raising our children. Why? Because we were too busy chasing after the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, command your family to pray, which is the main pillar of deen, and persevere therein. We don't ask you for sustenance. In other words, that's the thing that should be the least of our worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed that He will sustain us. We must go out there and make effort. But the things that we must really be concerned about are the amanat, are the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our cares, like our wives, like our children. And I'm speaking specifically to the husbands and the fathers, starting with myself. We're more considerate of our amanat, of our trusts. than chasing after the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has put out for us, nobody can add to it. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept from us, nobody can give it to us. لا تعجلن فليس الرزق بالعجل الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل فلو صبرنا لكان الرزق يطلبنا ولكن خلق الإنسان من عجل. The poet says, don't be hasty about paisa, about fulus, about money. Don't be hasty, because rizq doesn't come with haste. Your rizq is written on the preserved tablet along with your appointed time of death. So if we just had to persevere, our rizq will come looking for us. But mankind has been created with haste. So whether it's our money that we've searched for or our businesses in which we fear decline, we won't worry, because we know as long as we are making an effort in a halal way, there's barakah. As long as we are making an effort in a halal way, as long as we are conscious and mindful of Allah and we are putting Allah and His Messenger first, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for us. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one that is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. And the one who puts their trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for them. And your homes that you love. I've often thought about, why does he mention your homes? Why does he mention your homes? You know, subhanAllah, you see other people complain in some of the areas. If the Muslims move in, Allah, the Hakuri upgrades. The mirror wat change. Everything, mashallah. Muslims, they love to make their house, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as it's done in a lawful way. If I put Allah and my messenger first, if I put my love for Allah and His messenger, salawatu Abu Salamu alayhi first, then I'm not going to go and make unnecessary loans by the bank, indulging in the riba and overdrafts and all sorts of credit cards and all sorts of other haram just because I want to make my home nice. This is my home. No, I won't do that. Why? Because I love Allah and His Messenger more than I love my home. So look at those eight things. If these eight things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger, and struggling, because there's going to be a struggle. That's the dunya. Struggling and striving in the path of Allah. Allah hasn't made this. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادٍ. If you look at the end of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah says, and struggle in the path of Allah, a true struggle. هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ. He's chosen you for this. Allah has chosen us for this life. He's brought us into this world. He's given us this deen. Go with it. Try your best unto Allah, you leave the rest. هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He hasn't made any part of this religion difficult for you. And actually, the word haraj doesn't mean difficult. Thus, the word haraj means uncomfortable. Nothing about this religion is even uncomfortable. Everything about this deen that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the culmination, completion, and perfection of salawatu Rabbi wasalamu alayhi. Everything about it is for our benefit. That which Allah tells us to do is for our benefit. That which He tells us to stay away from is to save us from harm and detriment. وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. It might be that you dislike something, but it's good for you. And it might be that you love something, but it's bad for you. What's the bottom line? I call this the bitter pill. And Allah knows and you don't know. Like the malaika, when they said to Allah, تَجْعَلُوا فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. Are you going to create something, the Khalifa? This mankind, are you going to create something which is going to cause mischief and shed blood? What is Allah's answer to them, the malaika? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, I know that which you don't know. And when we can accept that, and we truly surrender, like we say five times a day after every salah, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That's all Allah wants. To listen and to obey. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be mindful of Allah as you are able to. وَاسْمَعُوا وَعُطِيعُوا. And listen and obey. Allah has given us everything that we need. وَمَا فَرَتَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We haven't left a single thing out of the book. Everything is in that book, the book given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose akhlaq, as in the words of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu tabaraka ta'ala anha, كانت خلقه القرآن. His character was the Quran, and he came to give us that. Let's take it from him and let's follow him. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسي ووالده وولده والناس أجمعين. He will not believe, or she for that matter, until I am more beloved to them. In the one riwayah, then their children, then their parents, then their children, and the whole of mankind. What did Umar say? Ya Rasulullah, anta ahabbu ilayya minhum ajma'in illa nafsi. O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than all of them except myself. He said, la ya Umar. Oh no, Umar. حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسك. No, Umar. Until I am more beloved to you than yourself. He said, الآن يا رسول الله. Now, O Messenger of Allah, أنت أحب إليك, أنت أحب إلي من نفسي. Indeed, you are more beloved to me than myself. If we can truly attain that, then we will see, we will follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم unselfishly. In other words, we won't worry about our whims. We won't worry about our fancies. We won't worry about our lusts and our desires. We'll just worry about being with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah under his flag to be entered fi jannat al-na'im. Let us not be of those that are going to bite into their hands. يوم يعد الظالم على يديه. The day when the oppressor will bite into their hands. يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. If only I'd taken the path of the messenger. Ya waylata, woe be to me, lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. If only I hadn't taken so and so as my friend. لقد أضلني عن الذكر. Indeed, they turned me away from the remembrance of Allah. وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. And indeed, shaytan is ever deceiving of mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true followers of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dunya. And may He grant us the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Rabi ibn Ka'b, the companion, he used to say, I used to pray Salat al-Isha and then I used to sleep at the door of the Messenger of Allah. So one day the Messenger came to me and he said to me, Ya Rabi'a, salni ma tashali as'alullah lak. Oh Rabi'a, ask me whatever you want that I might ask Allah for you. What did Rabi'a ask for? Qala, Ya Rasulullah, as'aluka marafaqataka fil Jannah. Oh Messenger of Allah, I ask you for your companionship in the Jannah. He said, La turidu ghayra dhalika ya Rabbi. Don't you want anything else? Can we organize? I mean, it's a blank check. He says, La uridu siwa dhalika ya Rasulullah. I don't want anything but that, O Messenger of Allah. So what did the Prophet say to him? He said, Ya Rabbi, inni ala dhalik. Help me in the attainment of this dua. By doing what? An tusalli nawafila kathiran. أن تكثر من السجود أي أن تصلي نوافل كثيرا. He said, help me in this dua by making a lot of sujood, by making a lot of nafl salah. Let us, and I start with myself, Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us revive the sunnah. Let us stand up in the night. Let us beseech the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're living in a dark and difficult time. Let us beseech the protection and guidance for us as parents, and more importantly for our children. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the straight path of la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ مَا يَأْبَعُوا بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, Allah won't even consider you had you not to make dua to him. Dua is the core of worship. Speak to Allah. All the problems that you're having in your lives, in your marriages, in your businesses, with raising your children, speak to Allah. Call on Him. Ya ayyuha an-nas, antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu al-ghani al-hamid. O mankind, you are all in need of Allah. Show Allah that you're in need of Him. Ask Him. Wake up in the middle of the night. Cry in front of Him. Beseech Him.